Overnight, the CD's fairy tale rise struck by a hefty reality check, losing 13% of its value in 3 weeks after the IMF pulled the plug on government's dollar cushion.
This is also, I will not say this is bad news. It is not really the case of celebrating aggressive strengthening of the currency. I think that the depreciation we are seeing, or the correction that we are seeing, will be more important in aligning with market dynamics. If we did everything right, we expect that on annual basis, the CD will still depreciate by a certain percentage, and I think the CD will find its level soon.
Tonight we ask, how will this affect businesses? Stay with us because we'll hear from the business community. My name is Faustina Safa. Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Thanks for choosing us. Tonight, the city has slipped from grace. Once celebrated as the best performing currency, it now ranks amongst the worst, losing more than 13% against the dollar in just 3 weeks. Over the past 8 months, the city staged a dramatic comeback, rising from 15.5 to the dollar in February to 10.3 in June, a gain of nearly 20%, and at its height, over 40%. In April, the Bank of Ghana governor dismissed speculation of large-scale intervention to prop up the city. But by July, the IMF urged the central bank to scale back its support in the forex market. My colleague Caleb Zibilim joins me in the studio. You've been going through some of the research on the CD trend, and you're joining me just to give our audience updates. Let's start with the performance of the CD this year, going from the best to the worst in just the third quarter of 2025. What exactly went wrong?
Okay, yeah, so Faustina, so the CD this year has had a very dramatic year. We started 2025 with it trading at 14 cedis 70 pesos to the dollar. And by February, it had weakened slightly to 15 cedis 50 pesos and stayed there until April, making it one of the longest periods of stability we've seen in more than a decade. Then the surprise came. Between April and May, the cedi strengthened sharply, moving from 15 cedis 50 pesos at the end of April to about 10 cedis 30 pesos by the end of May. From May through July and into early August, the CD stays stable again, hovering around 10.3 and 10 cedis 50 pesos. But from mid-August, the tide turned, and in just 3 weeks, the CD has slipped from 10 cedis 50 pesos to 11 cedis 90 pesos currently.
But what has changed really that explains this renewed depreciation?
So externally, nothing has changed. In fact, the global conditions still favor the CD. Gold prices are at a record high. The US dollar remains subdued, partly because of Donald Trump's policies, and the US Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates soon. That usually weakens the dollar and further drives up gold prices, again benefiting Ghana. So the pressure is more internal. Now, the money sent from abroad has appeared to slow down, while imports have gone up, and traders rush to take advantage of the stronger CD to stock up ahead of the season. So there are more imports currently because traders want to stock up as the CD is strong now ahead of December. And that's created more demand for dollars. And at the same time, there are signs that the Bank of Ghana has scaled back its dollar interventions into the market.
But why exactly is the Bank of Ghana reducing forex supply?
So we don't know for certain yet, but there are some clues. So when the IMF visited Ghana earlier in this year and they came out with their reports in July, it raised concerns that the Bank of Ghana was intervening too heavily in the forex markets. And we know that in the first 3 months of this year, that's from January, February, and March, the Bank of Ghana injected $1.4 billion into the forex markets. And in that same period from January, February, and March, the CD stayed at 15 cedis 50 pesos. So by intuition, we know that by the time the CD appreciated heavily from 15 cedis 50 pesos to 10 cedis 30 pesos, there might have been stronger interventions from the Bank of Ghana. But we know for a fact that in the first 3 months, the BOG intervened with $1.4 billion. And in response to this intervention, the IMF and the Bank of Ghana agreed to introduce a formal policy to guide interventions. And this is supposed to take effect by the end of September 2025. And we are now starting September. So this means that the recent slowdown may be the Bank of Ghana testing its approach before full implementation by the end of February 2025. And alongside this, the Bank of Ghana has also been tightening its regulations, reminding businesses that pricing in dollars is illegal, enforcing declaration rules for travelers carrying forex, blocking firms from withdrawing dollars they have never deposited, and also requiring strict documentations before importers can access foreign reserves. So these regulations by the Bank of Ghana seem to have stoked speculators, thinking that there's something wrong behind the scenes. So they are trying to get dollars as they can now before it goes up.
Thank you so much. Our research team just setting the tone now for our discussion today. Well, let's explore this further here on Top Story. Join me now is Professor of Finance at the University of Ghana, Professor Godfred Bokping. Also joining me on the phone lines is Deputy Ranking Member on the Economy and Development Committee in Parliament, Kodria Chinibwa. On the phone lines as well is Head of Business and Economic Bureau at Guta, Charles Kusi Appiah. I appreciate your time, gentlemen. I'll start with you, Prof, because we want to get an understanding. Earlier this year, you described the CDI appreciation as aggressive. Given the recent 13% slide, would you consider this as a natural course correction?
Well, good evening, and good evening to our cherished listeners. Yes, to some extent, we had expected this. Usually when you see such aggressive strengthening of a currency, after a while, what is supposed to be accompanied by some level of reversals, right? A correction along the path. So what we are seeing is consistent with our exposition. Bear that in mind. But we should also just understand that if you look at around the time where we saw the aggressive strengthening of the currency, we had indicated that the economy itself and its ability to absorb foreign exchange was relatively subdued, given also that government was tightening the expenditure and then also favorable external condition and Bank of Ghana's intervention. All of that contributed to the aggressive strengthening. But we had also indicated that we needed to have stabilized the currency much earlier and allowing it to appreciate to the level where it got to, because historically, when you see that it was going to be difficult to sustain it at that level, especially when the economy recalibrates itself to full strength, bear in mind that what we are happening right now, and we had indicated this more than 2 months ago, that we considered that there was pressure on the currency, and that businesses were having challenges getting the desired foreign exchange to meet their imports and the rest of them. And also ahead of Christmas and all of that, there will be uptick in all of this. So what we are seeing should also not create panic. It doesn't mean that the central bank has lost control. I think they've done quite well. I think that government overall has done well in terms of the tighter expenditure control in resetting the economy 2025. But as we indicated earlier, that the extent to which the CDI appreciated certainly signals some level of reversal in the immediate, probably towards the end of the year and all of that. So there should be no panic. We should also bear in mind that the fifth review under the IMF supported program should be happening probably towards the end of September or maybe first week of October thereabouts. I'm sure
government will be looking at their coming and making sure that in terms of the strong footprint that the central bank had in the market and okay. also the understanding in terms of FX operation, they normalized all of that. So
okay.
there's a certain natural cause that we are seeing here, and they should not fuel panic. I think that to some extent, this is also good for us because you see, if you look at where the exchange rate had appreciated to, it was always going to be difficult to sustain it at that level.
Let me come in at this point, Prof. You say this is good for us and that the Bank of Ghana is not losing control. But if we look at the IMF latest review report for July, to be precise, they pressed on the Bank of Ghana to scale back forex interventions. And I'm wondering, how should the Bank of Ghana strike the balance, really? Because on one hand, you want market forces to work, but on another hand, you need to protect the city.
Yes, so under the exchange rate mechanism that we operate, we call that one largely dirty or managed flexible exchange rate. No country allows purely the forces of demand and supply just to determine the exchange rate. Nobody does that. A certain level of intervention is to be expected from Bank of Ghana if it's considered that the volatility was way beyond what was acceptable, and also the central bank could enter the markets, buy or sell dollars on its own account. So that is not strange. And if you check over the years, but the extent of the intervention in itself would also raise a question whether it's really the forces of demand and supply or it was more from the intervention of the central bank. And we all do agree with the IMF. Even before the IMF released their report, we had raised concern about the extent that we were probably burning our reserves to the extent in driving the exchange rate to where it was. But granted that what we saw, just look at the balance and the dislocation in the economy. The question is whether that aggressive strengthening of the currency overall will inure to the benefit of the economy. Of course, we've seen prices coming down, but bear in mind that if you look at the data from Ghana Statistical Service, August last year to August this year, prices on the average have gone up by 11.5%, right? That's positive. So
okay.
prices are increasing, except that the rate is much slower than before. But we can also take solace in the fact that if you look at month on month, we could see that in the month of August 2025, prices went down by 1.3% or so. So from probably if you look at month on month, we could see that there's a decrease, but that decrease certainly doesn't match the corresponding aggressive strengthening of the currency, and that will be consistent with the general assumption in economics that prices are upwardly flexible and downwardly sticky, especially in our market where the market is not efficient, the pass through is weak, and all of that, and therefore,
okay,
one would have to be very careful in pushing down prices because from the angle of just exchange rate. But to the extent that the aggressive strength of the currency cannot be traced to structural transformation in the economy or greater economic transformation within the real sector, then you know that certainly there will be pressure somewhere along the line. So
Stay with me. Let me bring in now the head of Business and Economic Bureau at Guta, Charles Kusiapia. You are on the receiving end, really. As traders, you're already feeling the pinch because of the city is beginning to weaken again. How are you coping with this? Is this affecting imports already?
Good evening to you and to your listeners. It is. The point is this. The challenge of business now is availability of forex, which, of course, has been the influence of this stage. If we can have
this
access
will be recorded.
To forex to meet our import demand, such infractions in terms of our rate probably could be managed within our spaces. However, we wish we could have probably maintained a lower forex rate, but that is not what is happening. We have made the argument that this inflation that we are experiencing is influenced by the gain of the cedi. So when cedi starts weakening in terms of its value, it as well will mean that there will be a translation to higher inflation, which of course will deplete the income disposable of consumers. So the cycle obviously will come and hit us as sales and economic growth will be stagnated. We understand Bank of Ghana is being strategic in terms of its market intervention. But if it's going to hurt the economy, why didn't they develop a strategy that will ensure that businesses' forex import demands are met timely and also manage speculation? You know, some of these surge, apart from what I've stated, is also influenced by negative speculation. That when I'm able to assess forex from the market, the little that I could get, I should able to hold it. Not for transaction, but for a store of value. So if Bank of Ghana could be very strategic in terms of its intervention in the market, we could be able to manage this negative speculation, which will reduce the pressure that we've mounted on our city.
Okay, but let's speak realistically here. The festive season is fast approaching, and I know that for some of you, the traders, you have stocked up when the CD was doing very well. So should we expect that you should be pushing this marginal depreciation on us, the consumers?
I always say businesses have a certain limit on which they can absorb certain costs. Beyond that limit, that cost obviously will be passed on to the consumer. That is why conversation of forex become so emotionally attractive to us as businesses, because it forms part of the fundamentals of our businesses. A depletion of our cedi affects our working capital. It increases our cost of borrowing, which of course we are supposed to pass on said cost to our consumer. And the challenge has always been, if we're able to pass on this cost to the consumer, does it have the ability, the purchasing power, to absorb this extra cost? That is the question that we should be answering. So we should be managing how we talk about the forest in a negative way and see how best we can all come together and say, okay, Bank of Ghana, if by IMF conditions you are not supposed to come to the market at a certain rate, can you talk to the mining sectors that instead of selling their forest, you sell it to the commercial banks? In that way, you are not coming to the market. So we can have access to forest. You see, the moment there's excess supply of forest to the market, demand will reduce. The moment demand starts going down, of course, our city will start gaining strength again. That should be the narrative.
And even if that the city gains its strength again, the biggest concern for consumers has always been that you fail to pass on the gains to the consumers. The last time Guta gave a timeline that they'll review prices, you say traders have reduced prices. But when we go to the market, we're failing to see that. I'll come to you for a response on that. But let me bring in the Deputy Ranking Member on the Economy and Development Committee in Parliament, Kudria Chinimbwa. We appreciate your time here on Top Story. You must feel vindicated, really, because government has always defended its macroeconomic management throughout the CD appreciation. But right now, there's a nosedive.
Thank you very much, and good evening to our listeners. I wish my comments earlier on would be played, and I believe that would even settle the issues, you know, because I spoke about all this earlier on. It's not, and I want to put this, across before even I come in, that it's not as if someone is not wishing well for the economy or anything of that sort, but the reality is the reality, and the reality is what we are seeing now. We said earlier on that whatever that was happening, that we were applauding the government for the CD's gain, were not anything structural in nature. The economy was not structurally changed, neither had anything significantly being done to turn around the economy, to see the gains that the city was making. Okay, we were benefiting from happenings across the world, and that was not anything that we were doing well locally. That saw the city strengthening to that extent. Okay, again, the finance minister was not spending. We said this, was not making payments, was holding his purse tightly, and that is not sustainable. Now, naturally, cash has to flow, and we're seeing the results. Okay, now he has no choice than to start spending. DOG, to what extent, for how long, how sustainable would you continue pouring dollars into the market where we do not have any published framework, nothing? Interventions are supposed to be interventions. That is where it gets, I mean, that term is supposed to be an intervention. It's not supposed to be something sustained that you are just, I mean, pouring dollars into the market. We have no idea the plan, the structure, the framework. You just put in dollars into the market. It's not sustainable. Where are you going to get this to sustain the city that you are trying to hold, I mean, so much? Market forces should be allowed to work. And I get Prof. Bobbin's point that, I mean, you can intervene. And I allude to that. You can intervene, but not on a sustaining basis, because you can't sustain it anyway. So all these are now coming out, and this is the reality, and we have to accept it. Because if the economy was changed structurally, we shouldn't be in this at this point in time. The economy, if it was structurally changed, we shouldn't be in this at this time. You if I had data now, I would have just shown a trend as to where our balance of payment is pointing at this time. And I can bet that it will follow consistently with the value of the city that we are seeing now. So it's not magic. It's just the way it is. This is the reality.
So from where you sit, it is not sustainable for the Bank of Ghana to intervene. But as Parliament, you have a role to play to ensure fiscal discipline. Do you think from where you sit, there's enough transparency around how the Bank of Ghana is managing reserves and interventions?
You see, that's why I said we should be publishing, okay, we should be having a framework published on FX interventions. That should be clear. There shouldn't be some secrecy that this is being done in a clandestine way, that DOG just comes in on its own way, pour dollars into the market. Where is DOG getting these dollars? Our FX reserves, we should have a good sense of how it's being spent. And as a committee on economy, we should be updated on all these. We've had meetings with the governor and his team. All these should be made, I mean, clear to us, and we should be able to release this to the public. People should be able to plan with these. These are not speculations. People should be able to plan with these. So all that I'm saying is what we are seeing now is the reality, and it's just corroborating what we said earlier on. That's why I started by saying you could play my tapes for people to just compare and see that it's just consistent.
Should we expect that when Parliament reconvenes, you would be calling the Finance Minister as well as the Bank of Ghana Governor just to brief the House on some of these changes we're seeing?
I think it will be in order. We have already had meetings with the Governor, and we've given indications that right after the MPC meetings are held, we want to meet to understand, certain issues, because we would want to give out far more information than we have currently. So, like I said, businesses need information to be able to plan. Okay, so all these, we should be updated as a committee on economy. Okay, we should be updated. We are there to serve the public. If you give us the information, we will make things available to the public, to the business community, for them to plan. We don't want these to come out abruptly, because people were, you know, all clapping here and there. And if you have business that had no access to significant data, you might be expecting a trend, as we saw in the first two quarters, thinking, oh, the city was, you know, it was just moving on. It was moving on. And you might not be able to predict or project well to support your business. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in this corner. And that is going to hurt. And who would be blamed for this?
So you'll be pushing this when the House reconvenes, right?
And relay this to the public for them to plan.
So you'll be pushing this when the House reconvenes, right?
Definitely, it's the right thing to do.
Okay, Deputy Ranking Member on the Economy and Development Committee in Parliament, Kodia Chinubua, joining us here on Top Story. We appreciate your time. Let me wrap up with Charles Kusiapia. He's Head of Business and Economic Bureau at GUTA. As a consumer, I'm hoping that you would not push this on us. Is that the case? Should we expect an increment in prices?
That would be an early speculation. Just as I indicated, there's a certain level of cost that, as businesses, we are ready to bear. If this variance is within set parameters, of course, we're not overbearing the consumer. That is why it is imperative that the central bank is able to manage this surge so that it doesn't go beyond the acceptable rate of our cost. And also be able to manage speculation. Speculation have influence at the rate at which forex also perform in the country. We are concerned about our consumers because they are the reasons why we are into business. And if we decide to pass on our cost and they can't bear that cost, what's their sense of passing on that cost? So it is in the interest of the economy, the interest of every player within the economy to ensure that there's stability, there's availability, and that's a reasonable environment for everybody to live a very peaceful and productive life.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time here on Top Story. He is Head of Business and Economic Bureau at GUTA, Charles Kusiapia. Let me wrap up with Professor Godfred Bokwing. Just 1 minute, really. How do we ensure that the city is stable moving forward?
I think that if you look at the performance of the currency from the beginning of the year to date, you look at the role of government from the beginning of this year and then also what the central bank has done. I think they've done quite well. This reversal that we are seeing, for me, should not create any panic, but it's quite consistent with our expectation, and therefore there should be calm. And that the situation should not near to panic in the system. I think that is how we should view it. And if you look at the measures that the central bank has also rolled in terms of control and the rest of them, yes, some of them will take a while before the greater compliance that we expect, but I think that there should be no panic.
Thank you so much, Prof, for your time here on Top Story. My name is Forsina Safa, and that's how we wrap up Top Story. I'm handing over the baton to Evans.